Films from Sri Ramanashramam, Part 2, continued from the July-August issue. From 1935, we move on to the latter part of 1938, where in the film we first see Bhagavan sprightly traversing his beloved Arunachala. In his left hand he carries a kamandalu, while his right hand lightly works a walking stick. His towel covers the front part of the body from his chest down to below his kaupina. The towel is not tied but rather tucked under his armpits and held there by keeping the upper part of his arms close to his body. Although his back is not seen, we can assume it is not covered. The president of Sri Ramanashramam, Sri T.N. Venkatraman, remembers this film to be taken by Jaidev Lal Dave in the year 1938. A clue to a more precise date of the filming can be construed by the presence of Guy Haig, an American mining engineer, in talks with Sri Ramana Maharishi, talk number 594, dated December 15, 1938. There is a mention of Mr. Haig, the American mining engineer, who is here as a temporary resident for the last 2 months. Thus, we can infer the filming was done in October, November or December of 1938. Bhagavan was clean-shaven in the film, and it is well known that he has shaved every month on Purnima, full moon. In 1938, Purnima fell on October 9, November 7, and December 7. So, if the talk's statement, resident for the last 2 months, is correct, then the month of October can be disqualified. Let us take it that this film was shot in November or December 1938. With the help of Sri Ramanashramam's guest register, we in all likelihood could pinpoint the date exactly. In the film, Bhagavan appears cheerful while walking on the hill northwest of the ashrama. He is followed by T.K. Sundaresa Iyer, Guy Haig in shorts, white shirt, sandals and cane, with a safari-like hat under his right arm. Krishnaswamy, an attendant, someone from the filming group, evident from the camera paraphernalia dangling from his arm, and Anomaly Swamy, who later joins the group. Anomaly Swamy was a long-time resident of the ashrama and labored hard constructing many of the present well-built ashrama buildings. We find a number of references to him in talks and other ashrama books. Surprisingly, 53 years after this film was shot, the attendant Krishnaswamy and Anomaly Swamy are still residing at the foot of the holy hill, just west of the ashrama in Parakuttu. The ideals and teachings imbibed from that long association with the Maharishi have remained intact, and they both have been living an austere and simple life all these decades. T.K. Sundaresa Iyer is seen walking directly behind Bhagavan, and at one point we see him leaning his torso to the right, gesturing with his hands and speaking to Bhagavan in a very humble, imploring manner. Bhagavan seems to be responding to him, although he never turns his head when replying. Guy Haig is said to have stayed at Ramanashramam for 2.5 years. It seems he was called back to America with the onset of World War II. There is much speculation that he was the inspiration behind the leading character in Somerset Maugham's novel, The Race's Edge. The similarities are many. Also, there are many similarities between Bhagavan and the Indian yogi presented by the author in the same novel. Maugham visited the Maharishi and evidence reveals he was duly impressed. Finally, the group, having made its way to the north entrance of the ashrama, walks down the stairs and over to the front of the old hall, where a large cushioned chair has been placed outside. Bhagavan sits on the chair, wipes the perspiration from his brow with his towel, while Krishnaswami cleans his feet with another towel. He is given a cup of water to drink, which he does in typical South Indian style. Meanwhile, Madhavaswami, another attendant, picks up a fan and begins fanning Bhagavan. Bhagavan lifts his feet up on the chair, turns to the camera, and gives a broad, gracious smile. Right after that, Krishnaswami relieves Madhava of fanning, but Bhagavan soon comments, gestures with both hands, and gives a quick shake of the head. The message seems clear. Stop fanning. Krishnaswami continues, and the scene closes. All of what has just been described comprises only 1 minute and 15 seconds of film. Although brief, it is relevant footage, being one of only two short reels existing from the 1930s. The Maharishi was then nearing his 59th birthday. Continued in the November-December issue.